Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, December 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Yochi. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve into the fascinating depths of the world's largest online encyclopedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're unraveling the intriguing life of Jochi, a historical figure whose influence shaped the course of empires, yet remains enveloped in mystery and intrigue. So, without further ado, let's dive into the world of Jochi. Now, many of you might be familiar with the iconic Genghis Khan, the founder of the Mongol Empire, but what about his son, Jochi? Born in the late 12th century, Jochi was the eldest son of Genghis Khan and Berte Ujin. Yet from the very start, his life was marked by controversy and ambiguity, primarily around the question of his paternity. Legend and history intertwine when we talk about the birth of Jochi. Berte, Genghis Khan's wife, was kidnapped by a rival tribe for several months before Jochi was born. This led to ongoing speculation throughout his life about whether Genghis Khan was his biological father. Despite these doubts, Genghis Khan acknowledged him as his own, which is something that speaks volumes about their relationship and the complexities within Mongol culture and politics at that time. Audience, here's a question for you to ponder. What does legitimacy mean in the context of leadership and succession, and how does ambiguity in one's origins affect their role and perception in history? It's fascinating to consider. Jochi was entrusted with commanding armies and expanding the vast Mongol territories. His reputation as a military strategist and leader grew as he successfully led campaigns across Central Asia and even into parts of what are now Russia and Kazakhstan. The expansion into these new territories under Jochi's command laid the groundwork for what eventually became the vast domain of the Mongol Empire, stretching from Europe to Asia. He was a pivotal force in the Mongol military machine, known for his tactical brilliance. Yet, he remains somewhat overshadowed in historical texts by his more famous father and brothers. One anecdote that highlights his prowess involves the siege of a mountain fortress in the Tian Shan region. Despite facing severe logistical challenges, Jochi's strategic acumen led to a decisive victory. But while his military abilities were unquestioned, the tension within the Mongol succession plans becomes evident when examining his later life. Known issues strained his relationship with his father, Genghis Khan. Speculations about his lineage loomed large, and some historical accounts suggest there might have been a potential power struggle with his brother, Chagatai, further complicating familial relations. Listeners, consider this. How might these internal family dynamics within ruling elite families influence decisions that could change the course of entire civilizations? It's a fascinating aspect of history to unpack. Jochi did not live to see his father's empire fully realized. He died in 1227, under mysterious circumstances that historical records do not fully explain. There are accounts that suggest he succumbed to illness, while others hint at political intrigue or even assassination. His death marked a significant moment in Mongol history and left a legacy that influenced his descendants, known as the Jochids, who went on to establish the Golden Horde in the territories he conquered. This khanate played a critical role in the development of Russian principalities and the history of Eastern Europe. Now, let's reflect on Jochi's legacy and the influence that continued through his descendants. The Golden Horde itself was a prominent power in Eastern Europe for centuries and exemplifies how Jochi's contributions extended far beyond his lifetime. His sons, especially Batu Khan, continued to expand Mongolian influence and power. I'm curious, did Jochi's mixed reputation affect how his descendants were treated or perceived within the vast Mongol Empire? And what does this teach us about the power of narrative in shaping historical figures' legacies? The story of Jochi shows us just how multifaceted historical narratives can be, blending fact and folklore, personal destiny, and the ever-present shadows of political intrigue. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you all to take a moment to delve deeper into Jochi's life. How was his story influenced by his father's dreams, his own ambitions, and the ruthless nature of the era he lived in. What might we learn from him about leadership, legitimacy, and the enduring impact of one's actions? If Jochi's tale has sparked your curiosity, why not explore more about the Mongol Empire and its influential figures? There's so much more to uncover about the diversity and intricacies of this fascinating period. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipodia. Join us next time as we continue to journey through the pages of Wikipedia to uncover more stories that have shaped our world. Remember, the past hides many lessons, and it's up to us to find them. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Jochi. Thanks for listening. See you next time.